The scripture for this morning message is in Luke chapter 14, verse 25-33. Let's read together. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, and said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brother and sister, yet even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. If one of you wants to build a tower, will you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay down the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, 'This person began to build and wasn't able to finish.' Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Will he first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples." And this morning, the message title, to become a disciple of Christ. And the key verse is Luke chapter 11, verse 23. Let's read the key verse. Luke chapter 11, verse 23. "Whoever is not with me is against me. And whoever does not gather with me scatters." One more time. One more time. "Whoever is not with me is against me. And whoever does not gather with me scatters." And this time we invite our pastor to come and share the message. So that we can hear the word of God and apply it to our life. He's our pastor. Greetings to the congregation. And greetings to everyone of servant of God. We also welcome those worshiping our Lord. And this morning we will worship with the scripture. This morning is to be a disciple of Christ. Is it difficult to be a disciple of Christ? Are we worthy of the name disciple of Christ? There's a person want to do an experiment. He took five monkeys, put it in a cage. After he put a banana in that cage, and then anyone who come and get the banana, he used the fire extinguisher and spray the other monkey, the other monkey. And then the monkey drew experience that whoever come to the banana, the rest will be sprayed. So whoever come to her. And so the other four will beat up on those who are going to get the banana because they know they're going to be sprayed. After a long time with that habit, and this person took one, the key, and he put in a new monkey. And the new monkey came in when he saw the banana, he wanted to get it. And so he came to the bird. The other monkeys will beat him up, because if that monkey got the banana, the rest will be free. And that continued. And they understand with each other. Nobody can come and get the banana. Because if any monkey gets the banana, the rest will beat that monkey up. And then he continued to replace the old one with a new one. And continued to do that. And any new monkey come to the banana, he will be beat up by the rest. And finally, all the five monkeys or the old, or the new monkeys. And these monkeys, they did not experience the spray, the fire from the fire extinguisher. They didn't understand. But they knew what they, whoever comes to the banana, it will be beaten up by the rest. And so he came to this conclusion, the conclusion, if they know how to speak, islands, why don't you eat the banana? And the monkeys will answer, I don't know, but that's my tradition. Whoever eats a banana will be beaten up. And that comes to think, if today we do not have the Bible reading each week, will we read the Bible? Or if we use it, it must have some question that we read the Bible. If there is no big ring, the celebration is there. Well, wait for some big occasion or a certain fellowship, some certain worship. Or we do not have a camp like California to encourage. Would they be able to witness? There are many things that we believe that today we ask. Why do you give money? I don't know why. It's just a habit. Why do we sing praise? No. It's just a habit. And you can maybe our life, the disciple, it's just like tradition. It becomes a habit only. That left in our soul. And this morning, we will think about when Jesus looked at the crowd, look at me and you, and Jesus wants to know, are we are truly his disciples? Let's pray for guidance from his word so that we see how we become his disciples. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that you have brought our to lead us into your truth, the truth of God. Please have mercy each one of us in our stupidness and foolishness. Many times, with the religious activities in this world, has become a habit. Habit into that we could not put our heart in it. So familiar that it just because we do not think about what we are doing. We ask this morning for the words of God to teach us, help us to understand in our work with God, we have an expression somehow to be worthy of your right word. May you give us our one word, that this word will encourage each one of us. Bless that your word will be the truth to lead us in the new life that you have intended for us. Help us to become like Jesus. I think. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And this morning, based on the scripture we just read from Luke, that we just read, I want you to examine a few points. The first thing is examine our attitude of following Christ. The second point is that we will think about the price that we have to pay. And the third point is to think about our heart. Are we obedient in our heart? Our submission. In Luke chapter 14, told that large crowds were traveling with Jesus. The congregation, there are always a crowd next to Jesus. Why is a large crowd to follow so many? Because they can see, have seen Jesus perform many miracles, that we can eat something free, because Jesus has made bread into many for the crowd, for one time, for more than 5,000 people, without counting the women and children. Another time is 4,000, not even counting the children there. So the miracles is so wonderful from Jesus. But all of you can experience for the power from the Lord for healing. My relative, and then Jesus declared one thing, the blind can see, the mute can The cripple can walk, and everybody who's got demon possessed has been healed. So even people who are dead can be raised. It's very wonderful to follow Jesus. Around, there are opportunities. The Pharisees, they are teachers of the law, always find a way to trap Jesus. But nobody was successful. Anybody in Jesus' answer, they turned away. They could not do anything to Jesus. And so, among the people who follow Jesus, they become, they are pain. They go because of their curiosity. In Luke chapter 12, and there is a crowd, maybe tens of thousands. Wow. 20,000 people follow Jesus. We know it's even. He has an influence on everybody. We can see that the crowd is Jesus' fan. The one is wondering of creating. If Jesus has a faithful, if the crowd would just make light. Because Jesus is wonderful. Everybody would have light on the face of Jesus. But let's examine what did Jesus think about the crowd? What did Jesus think about me and you? The way to follow Jesus. Well, our Jesus doesn't need any fan. Our Jesus needs the one truly his disciple. But how can we become his disciple? Not more the disciple, just not to follow and follow Jesus. Wherever Jesus goes, we go. But to be a disciple, there are certain standards very clear that Jesus wants each of the disciples to have. If the crowd wants to become the disciple, the crowd must understand these standards that Jesus wanted. The first standard that Jesus said in verse 26, if anyone comes to me, if anyone means, it's a question, individual question to individual people. Each one that follows must make a decision for yourself. But it's not because our parents ask us to do it or pushing us to do it. Our friends. If anyone follows Jesus, that means each one of us will choose the decision that we put ourselves into God. Do we have a decision to decide to become Jesus' disciple by our own decision? Jesus said, who made that decision? Anyone who does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brother and sister, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. Maybe this is very harsh, very understandable. With the love of Christ, how do Jesus teach us to hate others? Does Jesus teach us to hate or even your own life? No, that's not what teaches. This is the way to compare. We can see the comparison in Old Testament, in Genesis chapter 29, verse 30 and 31. So the love of Jacob. Jacob loved Rachel. But the father does not want to make Rachel be his wife, but the uncle wants to make Leah the wife of Rachel. And after 7 years of labor, and then of marrying Rachel, Jacob married Leah. But Jacob loved Rachel. But Laban said, the law is that the older sister must be married first. So what do you want for me 7 years? Laban said to Jacob, and Jacob has to make labor for 7 years to marry Rachel. In verse 29, verse 30, 31, Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah. In verse 31, the Lord saw Leah was hated and gave Leah the descendants. Maybe Jacob does not Jacob does not hate Rahab. He loved him, but not as much as Rachel. Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah. But we see that the Lord saw that Leah was hated. But that's just a comparison. This is a comparison of love. And this is for us that the love that we have to love the Lord, that the Lord wants us to see that we love more than our parents, our spouses, brothers, even our wife. In John chapter 21, verse 15, after he raised from death, he appeared to see Peter and said this to Peter. In verse 15, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than me?" More. So the background here is, do you love me more than these? Around here. If Jesus said, "Do you love me?" it's easy to answer. But if we say, put us in the situation, do you love me more than others? Or love all these things? It's very difficult to answer. But Peter has answered, "Yes, I love you Lord." And because of that answer, I love more than anything else that Jesus said. And my sheep. Jesus can only give responsibility to the disciple when someone loves Jesus more than anything else. Today is leading us the same way. He will ask us the same question. He will give us the responsibility to serve the Lord. He asked the Lord, and also the question for you and me with the same question. If nobody is associated with you, that person is against the Lord. That person will perish. Whoever is not with me is against me, Jesus said. And whoever does not gather with me scatters. Do you love me more than your parents, your children, your possession, your love? He cannot be my disciple. As a man had a heart bypass surgery. As he was recovering, his doctor prescribed an exercise program. And it was emphasized that the patient had to do this program religiously. And I make sure that you have practiced like religious practice just like your faith. A month later, a man returned to his doctor. And the doctor asked if we have been exercising. The patient said, "Yes, religiously." "How's it going?" the doctor asked. The patient said, "Well, at first it was kind of tiring doing all those things like once a week. Once a week? I wanted you to do that every day." The doctor explained, "But you said to do that religiously. So just like church, I did them every 7 days. So I only did it once a week." Dear congregation, maybe we are treating our Lord like that. Once a week. Whoever wants to be his disciple, we can love on everything more in priority to the love of Christ. As Jesus said, "And whoever does not carry that cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." When the Lord called Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, says like this, "The Lord has said to Abraham, 'Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. And then I will lift you up.'" God promised to Abraham. When Abraham, the father got it, he only wants to return to his hometown. Then there are relatives there, there are people there, but there is a calling to Abraham. Very strange calling us. If we do not leave my country, if I do not leave my people, and go to the one that the Lord promised, then he will be lifted up. You will be the father of many nations. And Abraham responded positively to become a disciple of Christ, we have to leave behind everything that we have, the things that have an influence on us, and live out the standard, the principle of being God's Jesus disciple. If we do not carry the cross, we cannot be Jesus' disciple. The Jewish, wherever there is a sin, must be nailed on the cross. And that person who has this capital punishment must carry his own cross to the death place. But Jesus carried my cross. Each sinner must carry his own cross. And the punishment on the cross, that is the must have somebody who have to nail us to the cross. Somebody must nail the hand there, not ourselves, to feed. Because ourselves, we could not put ourselves on the cross. We could not ourselves put the nail into our hands and feet. There must be someone execute that for us to live a sinner. The Lord is the one who will nail you and me on the cross of Christ. Because our desire must be nailed to the cross. And anyone must follow Christ that could not carry the cross, must not let Christ nail our desire on the cross. That person cannot be Christ's disciple. And the first thing that we have to think about our attitude of following Christ. Are we loving the Lord more than anything that we have? Do we dare to let God crucify us on the cross of Christ? The second point we are encouraged is to examine the price of following Jesus. And here's the price. Suppose one of you want to build a tower. Will you sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish the congregation. The salvation that the Lord gives free, salvation is from us. But to be a disciple, we have to pay a price. Salvation is free. We don't do anything to deserve it. But to become the disciple of Christ, we have to pay a price. Whoever wants to build a new tower and not sit down to examine the cost, the Lord wants us to sit down. That means the following Christ is something very important. Ultimately, something we have to think about seriously. We do not imitate anyone. There's a son give him a car, and that son must think about in the future. I have to pay insurance in the future? Do we have enough money for gas or maintenance? Do I have money to maintain that or not? So the son cannot receive the car, then somebody else will put the gas in, or insurance somebody will pay, or maintenance somebody else will do it for the kids. No. So they must pay a price on the price. In verse 29, Jesus said, but if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone will see it, will ridicule. When we think of our faith, our true faith, that we do not complete the work with the Lord, we will be ridiculed. God is someone who can see in your heart and mind that you will see our church here. This is the word of God for in Revelation, in word similar. Keep your faith until then, and I will give you as your victor's crown. Faithful until then, that's the price you have to pay. But we receive a reward, and that is victor's crown. If we do not faithful until then, only have, do we have half of the crown? No, that's not such thing. Faithfulness requires until death, and that and that I will give you life as your victor's crown. One of those situations that we will see our church here. Every seven letters in Revelation, this is the letter for you. Jesus looking at each, look at the church, and that second target, you have reputation of being alive, but you are dead. But there is a service. Maybe reputation for the outward performance, but inside there's no life. So wake up, strengthen what remains as it's about to die. That is what God wants to require of us to do. We must have to revive the things that are going to die. The love of God and the first love. There is a minister known as a young boy kneeling off to the side of the room at the youth group and praying very fervently. As the preacher came within earshot of the boy, he was surprised to hear the boy saying, and the preacher was surprised by his fervency. He came near and heard the boy saying, Tokyo, 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 the boy said. Pastor didn't know what he was praying. And after the boy finished his praying, the preacher approached him and said, his son, I was very pleased to see you praying so devoutly. But I couldn't help but overhear you saying something like, Tokyo, 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 what was that all about? The boy replied, well, I just finished taking my geography test in school. And I have been praying as hard as I can that God would make Tokyo to be the capital of France. Because he made a wrong choice on the test. How many of us that the Lord will listen to this child to make Tokyo into the capital of France? He missed the question, so he wanted the question to be right. We be verbally in our activity, but we are not truly children. Maybe we are belonging to the roster of a church, but our name is not in the roster of life in heaven. We can be a Christian in the church, but not a citizen. But the Lord wants us to examine about our decision. It is very important. We have to try and pay a price by our faithfulness, by our attitude of following Christ with our heart. This decision will decide our destiny in the future. In a train going from Lyon to Paris in France, there's a young person sitting next to a person in person full of age with his clothes and shoes over so old and dirty. And then his hand of this old person was playing with his metal cross in the necklace. And this young person said, I thought that you can continue to mend so also like that the church was teaching you about the cross, about Jesus. So this old lady said, yes, how about you? And this person said, no, I do not believe any of those. If you look at time, the woman says, I guarantee you that you will throw away all your faith. And the person, the modern sign, I don't know what to do. Can you teach me what the modern sign is? And so this person, young person, very proud, said, now, if you know how to read, I will give you a few books about science. Oh, yeah, I know how to read. But then I will tell you that, where is the dress? So he took out a business card, gave it to this young lady, this young person, and that Louis Pasteur at the Institute of Paris first time. The congregation Louis Pasteur is the one has contribution to the world, and he discovered a vaccine for rabies. And so the proudest of us forget that the true position of our, just like this young person Christ lectured to me, Pastor, about my son. We have to pay the price, one that we receive today from our parents, grandparents, though for just tradition. But the truth of God is not in us. So anything we have given by the Lord, you have a eternal value. And the key verse that we serve, whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me will perish. So we have examined the attitude. We have examined about the price that we have to pay. Now let's think about our submission to our Lord. And we are sure in verse 33. Well, suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he's not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. And so clearly in our key verse, who is does not against will be against me, who does not associate with me, that person is my enemy. Before the Lord, there is no the intermediate places. There is no middle ground. Either or. There was a hymn that I remember. The gate of the heaven will have two, inside and outside. The gate separate. Which side do you belong to? One gate. There are two ways. I will be inside the gate. How about you? Which side are you on? Declaration. Do we examine the cost? Our decision to follow Christ as a disciple. Do we consider the cost? But if we do not, we are with Jesus. We are against him. That means we examine. If we go against Christ, would we be able to do it? If anyone does not associate with Christ, he will perish. In the old days, Napoleon tried to find a way to attack England. He made the sail ship and gathered in the sea between France and England because of weather. And the wind is not blowing in the right direction, so Napoleon has to wait for the right condition. While there, Napoleon was thinking, how could these ships can attack the people of England? And there is a guest coming during that time and said, I have a discovery to give you. Napoleon said he was disturbed. He was thinking about war. He has no time to listen to this crazy and foolish discovery. So he saw him away. There are many things that Napoleon must consider. So he did not want to listen to this decree. And when the guest returned, and from there, Napoleon always regret, because that person is the person. His name is Robert Fulton. He discovered how to use a machine to push the ship forward. If Napoleon accepted the discovery of this person, then his ship can advance towards England to attack. That does not depend on the weather. And this person has returned to England. And England has used these discoveries to defeat Napoleon. And so Napoleon was captured and put into prison. In our life, we think about, if I'm against God, am I able to do it? And we have the choice to give to the cross. If you consider that you could not win, then go to the other side. To accept that to have peace, we have a condition so that we return to be peaceful with God. You and I, we have some way to be at peace with the Lord when we say to God, go to church every Sunday, Lord. Every Sunday, I will put money in the box. Every Sunday, I participate in cooking for fellowship or some other thing. I read the Bible very diligently. But those are not the thing to make peace with the Lord. God has an offering that you can have, that we can bring me at peace with the Lord. And that is Romans chapter 5, verse 6. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. When we are weakness, powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. That is us. And this is the way God gives us the sacrifice for us to be peace with the Lord. Love of God has expressed in that. So we ask the Lord help us that we understand how we can become to be at peace with our Father. There's a lady and he has this. Will you please tell me in a word, a woman asked her pastor, what is your idea of total commitment? How could we submit totally to God? Holding out a blank sheet of paper, the pastor replied, it is to sign your name at the bottom of this blank sheet. But I have not written anything on this paper. But the pastor said, just sign your name on this blank sheet and then give it to the Lord. Whatever God will fill in, that you will obey. Submission means we accept to do what the Lord requires of us to do. And if we are submitting to God, now, if we not submit to God, we are God's enemy. If we against God, we have to surrender. And so the best way to run away, not is to run away, but to come and have peace with the Lord. Then the thanks be to God because of the sacrifice he has prepared for us to make peace with the Lord. We are about to celebrate the Passion of Christ and the Resurrection and Easter. Every year we have this celebration. And every time we are practicing the word every year, we are prepare the church to prepare our worship to celebrate Easter. But the way for us to serve the Lord, to make the Lord pleasing to us, is our submission. What is the position of Christ in our life? As a person in Texas, Tom Landry, this is a former coach of the Dallas Cowboys football team. He said like this. Tom Landry said, the thrill of knowing Jesus is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I think God has put me in a very special place. He expects me to use it to his glory in everything I do. Whether coaching football or talking to the press, I'm always a Christian. He said, I am always a Christian no matter what he does. Christ is first, family is second, and football is third. Where is God in our priority of our life? Maybe that's something we have to examine, the price that we have to pay. And maybe something we have to submit to the Lord. Let the Lord help us to prepare about the Passion of Christ and the Resurrection of Christ at Easter. When we examine ourselves, how we can truly become His disciples. Or we just like the crowd. Wherever God goes, Jesus go out of very enthusiastic with the congregation. The crowd that is praising Christ is the same crowd that also got out, nailing him to the cross. Nailing him to the cross. Because they did not understand how to become disciples of Christ. May we examine ourselves against the Word of God. Because I said, let's read together the Hebrews. Let's read together. Whoever is not with me is against me, Jesus said. And whoever does not gather me, scatter. You have shown us the way for us to become your disciples.
When
you come, we follow you just like one of the crowd, enthusiastic to follow you. But we do not understand the attitude, the true attitude to become your disciple. How it will be. We don't understand the price that we have to pay so we can become your disciple. And so many times, we could not submit to you. We pray that you help us not to become just follow you in the useless way. May you remind each one of us that today the crowd was just following you because of your love. But today we also in the condition that we are being rebuked. Maybe we have the reputation of their life, but truly dead. Maybe the love, the first love with the Lord is no longer there. The love with our brother and sister is no longer there. And you have reminded us that we have lost the first love that you have given us. Many other reasons we can make it for us those that are not of value eternally. May we listen and hear your voice speaking to us. That if we do not associate with the Lord, we will scatter and perish. We will become the one as your enemy if we do not associate with the Lord. That we will be perished. But please help us, Lord. So when we can examine the price, the attitude, so that we can truly submit ourselves to you and help us to be submission and obedient to you. May you bless each one of us. Lead us to now until the day we meet you, Lord. We are united in prayer and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.